Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Prashna Upanishads, presented by Swami Jyotirmayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
The last mantra of this second question. Pranasyedam vashe sarvam tridive yat pratishthitam mateva putran rakshasva shrishcha pragnyam cha videhi iti. Iti dvitiya prashna. This visible universe and all that is in the heaven is established in prana. All your experiences are sustained by prana, function of prana, prana that has different implications. And ultimately that which is pure consciousness, Brahman. O prana, just as a mother protects her children, so too protect us. Prana within you is a constant mother. A fly comes in your nose, the prana within you moves your head to drive the fly. Who is making you a constant baby? Prana. The prana is like mother. Protect us. So remember, thereby lift your mind to another level. God is the mother. So no matter how much your mind may sink in gloom, agony, pain, despair, must realize that you are never rejected. God, the Divine Mother, with boundless love, is watching over you. And if this sense enters your heart, that's the key to resolving all your stress. And that's the most important point for spiritual sadhana. Faith in God. Protect us and endow us with Shri prosperity. In most mantras you hear the word Shri. Om Shri Krishnaya Namah. The Shri word is a root letter of Goddess of prosperity. And prosperity is of two types. Material prosperity. And the real prosperity behind material prosperity and beyond it is Daivi Sampat, divine qualities. If you have developed qualities of humility, truthfulness, purity of the heart, compassion, and there are all the virtuous qualities you can think of, fearlessness, absence of greed. If you are developing these qualities, you are internally, inwardly becoming richer and richer. You are becoming millionaire, billionaire. Compared to that prosperity outside, external prosperity, that external prosperity is only for Dalit mind. You see, day by day, you see people who are billionaires, but they can't digest even one cup of food. I'm not degrading them or us. I'm just giving you a simple point. The external wealth is of what use to you. It has its own role. But if external wealth is linked to your internal wealth, if external resources you utilize for more satsanga, for doing good deeds, for enhancing your quality of your heart, developing talents that will allow you to serve others more and more, then you are actually respecting Goddess of Luck, Goddess of Wealth, Lakshmi Devi. And her blessings will make you inwardly prosperous. That prosperity is lined up with bhakti and movement towards liberation, mukti. Bhakti is devotion. Thus ends the second question. Now we are entering to the third question. अथ इनम कौसल्यश्चाश्वलायन प्रपच्छ. I'm not reciting the whole. The meaning is, then Kausalya, the word is Kausalya. Kausalya was mother of Rama. Here is Kausalya, is a disciple. Son of Ashwalayana asked, whence is the prana born? Now he wants to elaborate upon this upasana. What is prana? More about it. How does it sustain the physical universe? And in his question, prana is not that which is just relating to your body, but prana is universal. In other words, in his mind, he knows prana is an expression, is a representative of Brahman, the absolute. Therefore, he wants to know more details. How does it sustain the physical universe? How does it sustain the subtle world of the mind and senses? In brief, how does it sustain the three lokas? Physical plane, where senses contact the objects of the world, and that's a world in itself, vast. Then you have subtle plane, where your imaginations, your feelings, your sentiments create a vast world. And third plane, where your thinking, your insights, your knowledge, all that create a tremendous vastness. All these three are sustained by prana. You have to be alive in order to go through all these three lokas. So, the disciple wants to know more about this amazing function of prana in every individual. And how does this prana sustain this entire universe? Tasmai saho vacha ati prashnar prichasi brahmishtho siti tasmateham bravimi. The great sage Pipalada said to him, you have asked about transcendental matters, implying you are clever. I don't think that
I don't know it.
You are well versed in the Vedas. Therefore, I will reply to your question. Atmana esha prano jayate yathaisha purushe chayai tasminne tada tatam mano dhikrite na yatyasmin sharire. Prana is born of Atman. Atma is the self. The self is Brahman, the absolute. So prana is emanating from the self. Just as the shadow of a person is sustained by his body, in the same way, this prana is sustained by the self. Brahman is the self. Prana is emanating from Brahman like his shadow. If you want to attain realization, go after this shadow. Shadow leads you to the person whose shadow it is. Prana leads you to Brahman. And being Brahman's shadow, implying that you are always in good hands. Cosmic prana is sustaining you, taking care of you with such detail that you cannot imagine. Just as the shadow of a person is sustained by his body, in the same way, this prana is sustained by the self. It enters the body by the action of the mind. Mind allows the prana to be harmonized, to be distracted, to stay with the body or kick the body. Fourth mantra. An emperor commands his officers, directing them to different jobs. You dwell in this village, you go to other villages. In the same way, the prana directs other pranas, each to its respective work. So prana is a great commander. And it is prana that is giving different jobs to different aspects of prana. Ask the apana, remove toxins of the body. Don't stay lazy. Take your broom and vacuum clean. And go there, giving one prana, another prana, aspect of prana. Go after the senses. Watch them. Don't see that they don't become senseless. Another goes after the mind. Keep the mind under check. So many details that go on in your body, and all that is being controlled by prana, cosmic prana. And behind cosmic prana is divine intelligence. Prana doesn't operate in a blind manner, not by accident. Flowers don't blossom just by accident. Yet human mind is so shallow, there are the big question, is there a God? In spite of all that. Anyone asking that question, you have no answer. Now, another point, just to give you more information. Six chakras, rather five chakras that relate to the five pranas. Mooladhar, the base, relates, apana operates there. Swadhisthana, little above Mooladhar, vyana operates there. At the navel, samana operates. At the heart, principal prana. At Vishuddhi chakra, at the throat, Udana operates. These correspond to plexuses, those people who are studying medical science. Mooladhar corresponds to pelvic plexus. Swadhisthan, hypogastric center. Manipura, at the navel, solar plexus. At the heart level, cardiac plexus, carotid plexus. And beyond these plexuses, there is medulla plexus between the eyebrows and cerebral plexus that covers the brain. Just that can be interesting for you.
To open the floor to questions and answers, any question is welcome by Gurudev. Does not necessarily have to pertain to tonight's lecture. So if you have a question, raise your hand and one of the children, I would like a volunteer, one of the children to come forward and they will pass the mic to you. Please be sure to speak into it loud and clear when you ask the question. Jamie has volunteered to pass the mic.
Amana. That one, the will one. Basana? Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you. We cannot hear you now.
Is it a blend of the being's will and God's will when the person goes?
God's will is the supreme, but speaking a relative language, purushartha and grace, soul's effort, determines whether soul is moving up or down. So in that effort, God's touch goes after the soul. Together, grace and self-effort bring about your spiritual advancement. Okay.
Swamiji, in 3 days it's my birthday and I wanted to ask if maybe you could give me a blessing or maybe a prayer.
How old are you?
I'm 9 but I'm going to be turning 10.
How much?
10. I'm going to be turning 10.
10. Is it very old?
It's my first double digit number.
Okay. My special prayer for you. Special prayer for health, long life, success, lot of happiness. What else do you want?
I think that's plenty.
That's plenty. Okay. May God shower plenty of blessings for you.
Om
Shri Hanumate Nama, Om Shri Hanumate Nama. Om Triambakam Yamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam. Urvarukum Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshema Mrita. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Thank you, Swamiji.
I will stop at this time. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.